Recorder's on. Go ahead.
Ready? Attention, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6 o'clock, and this is the regular town council meeting for the town of Curie Beach. Before we get started, I want to recognize some honorable people. The Honorable Charles Miller, our representative at the State House. The Honorable Lynn Barbee, Mayor of Carolina Beach. And we have Deb, I think it's Compton, if I butcher that up. Okay, very good. Deb, Councilman from Carolina Beach. We've got Tom Bridges, Gerald Fuller, and Chuck Carroll, who are dear friends of mine. Not from the town, so I appreciate them showing up. Also want to recognize Commissioner-elect Connie Merkel. Okay, and I want to recognize the Honorable Judge Becky.
Mayor, there's two other women on the front row.
Well, I thought I'd recognize them later. Okay, my wife and my daughter are here. Ruthie and Anne. Okay, John, may we have an invocation, please?
Certainly. Please join me in prayer. Father, God, thank you for this day that we share with family, friends, and coworkers. We particularly thank you for the long, dedicated service of our mayor, Craig Luzinski. We also thank you, knowing that he had the full and loving support of his wife, Ruthie, and children, Ryan and Amy, along with their daughter-in-law, Emily, and the grandkids, Adeline and Lucas. Curie Beach is a much improved town over the past 10 plus years of his elected service, coupled with the many community volunteer activities. We ask that you continue to bless him and his family as they begin their new adventures. I also beseech you, Lord, to bless our new mayor-elect, Alan Oliver, and the new Curie Beach leadership team. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, gentlemen, please take a quick review of the approval or the consent agenda items, and if there are no changes, I will accept the motion to accept.
Make a motion to accept the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Consent agenda items approved. Moving on to the regular agenda. Please review the regular agenda and please advise if there are any changes. If not, let's approve.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so the meeting is set. Public comment. For public comment, we allow 3 minutes, and we have two individuals. First is Joe Barlock. Please name and address.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Joe Barlock from 314 H Avenue. I'm here to talk about an item that's on the agenda to be approved later today. Item 10.1, it has to do with the new public works building. This building is going to propose to be constructed on the corner of 4th and H Avenue. I also live on the corner of 4th and H Avenue, right across the street from the new building. I live at the county corner from the existing public works. I just want to say I've been following this the best I can from the start, about a year now. I looked at the original renderings. I've reviewed the final renderings and site plan that are in the package. I just want everybody here to know that I'm very pleased at what I've seen this team do and what I've seen them put together. Because I come from a construction background, so I know what can happen and what can be pushed down residents' throats. And none of that happened here. So I just want to say thank you to the entire team that worked on this project. I know Public Works is looking forward to the building. I'm looking forward for construction to start. I was hoping it would be underway. But let's get it done and not ruin next summer. But I thank you, and this is something Public Works needs, and appreciate it. I welcome the meeting.
Thank you, Joe. It'll look a lot better than that parking lot there right now. Mr. Howard Ames, name and address, please.
I'm Howard Ames, 313 Atlantic Avenue. Good evening, members of the council and audience. I recently saw something so upsetting and disturbing that I felt I needed to reach out to you in a public forum and I hope that you would reconsider it. I'm referring to last month's new statement written in bold in the public comments section of the town council meeting agenda. You must have felt it was important enough writing it boldly, yet I'm perplexed why it wasn't mentioned at the last meeting. Specifically, I'm referring to the sentence in the middle of the statement that reads, written and email comments will not be read at the meeting and will be included with the minutes of the meeting. Now, this appears to directly involve public policy, yet I never heard it discussed at a town council meeting, if it was, I stand corrected. I can't imagine that it was discussed in closed session, since it is not one of the 10 permitted purposes allowed by the North Carolina State Legislature for discussion in closed session per Article 33C. So it would be interesting to know how it even got there. You say you want the citizens informed, involved, and engaged, and yet you present policies such as this, which appears dismissive and creates disengagement. People listen to the audio of the meetings to learn about their local government and citizen interactions with them, and then you've taken that away. Everyone should have access to as much information as possible, yet this policy limits that. As you've always stated, Mr. Mayor, we work for you. I am not here just to bring a problematic issue to your attention or your complaint. I also have a solution. I can't imagine why you created the policy change except that it adds minutes to the meeting. While at most meetings there are no more than 5 emails, which I don't see as a problem. With a few meetings in which there are more than 5, you could limit the reading to 5 random emails with limiting the time of each to 3 minutes, and then the rest will be added to the minutes. Now that's an important point, since this is not 1975, where people are forced to come down to town hall and ask for the complete minutes. Today, 2023, that would disenfranchise the person with a physical or mental health disability, as well as resident taxpayers who are frequently out of town. Just like you digitally add dozens of pages to the agenda for presentations, as in today's agenda, you could easily digitally import the full written comments and emails requested to be read at the town council meeting. This would be far superior to the current statement that is just incorporated into the minutes. So I come before you to ask to please reinstate the reading of the emails. In addition, whether or not you choose to read the emails, I ask that you add them and written comments digitally and in their entirety to the minutes for complete online access. In this way, you can show the residents that you can and will be transparent and inclusive, and that you truly mean what you say, we work for you.
Thank you, Howard. Okay, moving on to presentations. We have the audit presentation from Bernard Robinson and Company. Victor Blackburn will be presenting the audit findings. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So this is the audit for June 30th, 2023. Similar to last year, it was, a couple years ago, there was a new requirement under administrative codes for auditors when they submit the financial statements to the local government commission. There was also an Excel spreadsheet file that included some financial information, a summary of those numbers that were submitted, as well as some answering of questions. And we prepared that, filled that out. Arlen looks over it and agrees to the information before we submit it. The important thing here is that if there was anything in that submission of that database, there's some financial performance indicators as part of the summary of all that information. And if there's anything that came to our concern that as part of that analysis, we're required to report that to you, that there needs to be a response from the town. Like I said, if there was anything, and then as part of your governing responsibilities, you're supposed to submit a response to the LGC on how are you going to correct those issues or improve the financial status of the town and stuff. So just to let you know that with the audit, it was a unmodified opinion, it was a clean opinion, but there was no significant deficiencies, material weaknesses, or other findings that we need to report to you in order for you to respond. So it was overall a clean audit, nothing came to our attention, and that's pretty much the same results that we've had with you since auditing your town. And I don't know how long it's been, but we've enjoyed working with you, and we've always had the same response. You've got a clean audit, no issues, no findings. The next thing that is important to you as part of the financial performance indicators, it's a fund balance available. And, you know, that fund balance available is kind of what you use as part of the town to balance your budget. As you make your budgets during the year, you estimate what your revenues are and your expenditures. If your expenditures are higher than your estimated revenues coming in, you have to do what's called appropriated fund balance to kind of balance out the budget that you're required by state law to do. And the important thing is to have a strong fund balance available, because if it gets below a certain threshold, the LGC will start asking you, what are you going to do to improve that? And that typically means either you're going to cut expenses or increase rates that you charge, property taxes, things like that, to increase this fund balance available. To point out to you, they look at municipalities that are that have a general fund expenditure between $1 million and $9.9 million. So it's a big range for you. If you look at everybody who meets that criteria in the state of North Carolina, the medium fund balance available is 63%. That's about 4 to 4 months. For the size of the town, the LGC would like you to maintain at least 34%. But you can see that the town of Curry Beach for June 30 of 2023 has a little over 85%, which is about a little over 10 months of availability. So you almost 2.5 times what your other towns or municipalities in that range compared to. And you can see for the last 3 years, it has decreased a little bit. 2021 is about 93%. Last year was about 92%, and it's down to 85%. And that's just due to the cost of providing services. That's the inflation that most everybody's been going through the last 2 years, and that's kind of what's eating into it. But still, 10 months compared to 4 months is an excellent threshold to have. Now, on the water and sewer, some of the things they look at is really what they focus on is that quick ratio. And the quick ratio is showing your ability to pay your current liabilities and stuff. And it's looking at your current assets, your liquid assets compared to your current liabilities, basically those liabilities that you're going to use those liquid assets to pay off of. And the general threshold is usually 1-to-1. As you can see, at 2023, you're at 8.3%. and our ratio of 8.3, that's up, you know, 2021 is about 6.4, down in 22 a little bit, or 5.1. But some of the other things to look at is your operating net income before depreciation and debt service. You can see that it was almost $290,000 in 21, almost $400,000 last year, and about $350,000 this year. So a good, you know, still a good solid amount over the last 3 years. And probably the important thing is that unrestricted cash compared to expenditures, that's about 186%. That's way over 12 months and stuff. So the next thing is basically your total net position. This is what you call, if you want to say, the equity of the town. And you're looking at it, 2021 is about $18.5 million. Last year is about $20.6 million. Now, this year is $22.1 million. So you see a gradual increase over the three years. The breakdown of that between the governmental activities, which is primarily the general fund, your capital project funds, as well as your business type, which is your water and sewer, is the equal progression over those 3 years. So the next slide is the governmental activities. This is a little more detailed breakdown of the general fund and capital project funds and stuff. The important thing there is that unrestricted threshold for the dollar amounts. You see in 21, it was about $2.4 million. And in 2023, that has increased to about $3.5 million. The important thing there is that that's the available fund balance, if you want to say, the net position that the town has that is not restricted for some reason. But by far the largest portion of the net position that is restricted is that investment in capital assets. You know, as you replace things or add on to the town, that's gone from $7.4 million to a little over $9.4 million. So again, that's a gradual increase, but that's normal for a municipality who's doing some upgrades or expansions and stuff. The next one, that's the breakdown of the business type activities, which is the water and sewer fund. And again, the unrestricted portion is about $2.5 million in 21. It's gone up to about $3.3 million in 23. And the significant portion is that investment in capital assets. That's your trucks, your water lines, things like that. Is gone, you know, that's kind of, I wouldn't say it's flat, but it's fairly comparable of about $5.3 million to about $5.4 million in 23. So now this one is probably the most important one because this is your general fund, and that the focus here is that unassigned, because that is what you've been using your budget. And you can see that it's about $4.3 million in 21, a little over $5 million in 22, and about $5.4 million in 23. The other stuff, the assigned, is kind of increased, but that assigned, remember, that assigned is what you as the council has assigned for beach protection and stormwater. And that is money that you kind of set aside to cover those expenditures if you don't get enough funding from the state, or if the state cuts off funding to renourish your beaches or to repair water, stormwater. The restricted stuff, those are restricted by either law or grant agreements and stuff. So you can see what you have here, the federal asset forfeitures, state statutes, and streets, or the what we call power wheel funds. Those are funds that are set aside by the state legislature to help municipalities repair roads and stuff. And you can see that you actually have dwindled that down over the last 3 years, repaving streets that are necessary and things like that. The federal forfeiture, asset forfeiture, those are things that are seizures from drug seizures or things like that. And those are restricted because they're usually only allowed to be used by the police department for buying certain equipment, training, and things like that. So it can only be used for the police department and things like that. Where the state statute, that's a calculation that is using the financial, current financial information that is done each year. And what it is basically taking receivables of the town and taking and reserving those, so you're not allowed to budget those as to balance the budget as unassigned assets, because they don't want you to assign, balance the budget on potential receivables that you might not collect and stuff. And then the last one is something new that, you know, last year was a new auditing standard that you had to adopt related to leases. And that's what that is. It's basically, this is actually assets that you're not leasing, but you're actually leasing to other people. So it's kind of like lease profits that are set aside that you will recognize over lease terms and stuff. Now this is a kind of a budget versus actual comparison. You can see that you didn't quite meet your budget of revenues. You know, it's about $210,000 below budget there. But the big thing there is you look at your expenditures. You budget about $9.4 million, but your actual expenditures came in at $8.4 million. So that's about $1 million savings there where you didn't incur all the expenditures that you had planned to do. That, you know, and there were some other things, but you can see that your general fund or your governmental funds came in about 446, what we call profit or on the positive side. But a lot of that you can see was from the savings of those expenditures and stuff. Now for water and sewer, if you look at your operating income, we talked about it earlier, it's like $295,000. But the other thing that I want to point out to you is that this transfer coming in, about $321,000, which is the American Rescue Plan. And I think this is kind of COVID money that the federal government has given to the state and has trickled down to the various counties and ultimately to the municipalities and stuff. And then these funds will be used for projects and various other things that the water and sewer funds will be able to do without having to go out and borrow funds or ask for grants and things like that. And that's basically a high-level review. Is there any questions we can address at this time?
I think it's pretty solid audit.
Yes, sir.
So, any questions, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Yeah.
So, I want to publicly acknowledge Arlen, council, the staff, who did a great job in their budgets, and the volunteers, who also have some access to funds. Great job on the budget. Great job on the audit. Arlen, thanks for your leadership here. Well done. And we're well ahead of last year, so that's also good. Thank you, Victor. I appreciate your coming and spending time with us every year with this.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to committee business. Bike ped, Mo.
This will be short and sweet because I know we have some other activities this evening. Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, Commissioners, from the Bike Ped Committee, as far as what happened last month, we did attend the holiday market, and I just want to say that Nikki and Sean knocked it out of the park on Saturday. It was fabulous. The best ever, I think. And on behalf of the Bike Committee, we want to say thank you to you, Mayor Blazinski, for all that you have done to create momentum for safety, for people on bikes, pedestrians, people in wheelchairs, any vulnerable travelers in our town, and we will continue to move in that direction. A wise man once told me, every major large oak tree started with a couple of nuts that held their ground. And that is a mantra that I will hold close to my heart. As far as the opportunity that you and Ruthie have now to visit grandchildren, travel, do whatever, the Biped Committee wishes you safe travels.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you very much. Community Center Committee, anything you wish to report at all, Nikki? For, I mean, I'm liaison, but Nikki's the staff.
Their event, they're hosting a lighted globe and homemade cookie exchange on December 3rd. So if you're inclined to either of those projects, please check out Town News and it tells you how to sign up there.
Thank you, Nikki. That's a group, by the way, there's openings on that committee. If you would like to be engaged with the community center and the community center work. Marketing committee. Mr. Dirk here tonight.
No updates.
Okay, no updates. Planning and zoning commission. Byron, anything?
Yes, sir.
Not tonight. Thank you. Shoreline access and beach.
Mayor, we did it under planning and zoning.
Oh, you'd have something on planning and zoning.
Just very quickly. We already have scheduled under old business item 9.1, which is the rescheduling of the legislative hearing for the two text amendments that were originally planned for this month that we scheduled for January.
Okay, that was it? Good enough. Thank you. Shoreline Access and Beach?
Nothing to report this month, Mayor?
Well, it is kind of the end of beach season, so... by the way, the beach looks pretty clean. Jimmy, thank you, and thank you to the committee who keeps an eye on keeping that beach clean. Stormwater Committee.
I'm Jay Stewart, Vice Chair of Stormwater Committee. It's my first meeting here, so it's very interesting how all this works, so I'm learning a lot tonight. So thank you for that. After full and fair discussion and deliberation regarding all town and HOA stormwater related considerations, and after a motion duly made by Michael Davenport, one of our committee members, and myself, it shall be the recommendation of the Town of Curie Beach Stormwater Committee to the Curie Beach Town Council that the town permanently suspend and otherwise not move forward with the previously requested slash proposed plans to place town stormwater drainage infrastructure in a drainage easement bordering the western boundaries of properties along the west side of Settlers Lane in the town of Curie Beach. Respectfully submitted.
Okay, thank you. Okay, those are the committee reports. So we'll move into department head business. Mandy, administration?
I have no updates, sir.
Okay. Building inspections?
No updates, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, John. Incidentally, brought in quite a bit of money with permits. Finance department?
No updates.
No updates except the great audit. Thank you. Fire department, Ed?
No updates, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Still quite a few wellness visits by the fire department. I thank you for that. I'm sure many of the folks in here thank you for that. Police department?
No updates, sir.
No updates? Okay, Mike. Thank you. Public Works Department?
No updates, sir.
No updates. Recreation Department?
Holiday Market continues this Saturday, and then we roll into our Christmas events in December, so hope to see everyone at some of those events in the future.
Quite a few free items coming up. I put out in a mail earlier this week, so take advantage of it. Small town Christmas. Okay, now we'll move into old business. Reschedule the Planning and Zoning Commission legislative hearings to January Town Council. Mandy, this has you down here.
I'm actually going to speak to this one. Both of the legislative hearings were supposed to be held tonight. I spoke with Chairman from PNC, and we decided to move it to January due to the reception that is being held in your honor tonight.
Thank you.
So okay. You just need to pick a date. Also, keep in mind, a lot of times we will end up moving the January meeting, probably about one day because it's Martin Luther King, and we're closed.
Okay.
So can we just make a motion, we move it to the scheduled January meeting, and then whenever we move that.
Yeah, wherever that goes, that'll work.
Yep.
All right.
That's the section.
Okay, we have a motion, a second to add it to the January meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Consideration and action on the stormwater project behind the homes at Settlers Lane.
Yeah, so that was mine. So at the last meeting, we brought this up. Well, it started with the meeting with you and members of the HOA Beachwalk that had initially requested this project. The town has worked to get easements from Matsu and beginning engineering planning, which we stopped once it got in question what we're going to do with the project. And so we reached out for more information. The HOA president reached out to the members of the HOA and requested information on where they were on it. And that survey was sent to all of council last month. And then at the stormwater meeting last Thursday, you heard Jay, we discussed the project in depth as well. The cost of the project when we started talking about 6 years ago was estimated about $200,000. The estimate that Jimmy got last week is $741,000 for that project, of which $130,000 of it is the required fence from Matsu, $315,000 is the manholes, catch basins, and pipe, $137,000 is backfilling and grading, and $140,000 is the erosion control during the construction, including seeding and straw after the construction.
Does that include the fence?
That includes the fence, yes, sir.
Okay.
The fence was the first one I said. That was $130,000 of it was the fence.
Okay.
So I brought it up at the last meeting, and then Commissioner Oliver said, well, there were people that may not know we were acting on it, and that was fair. So we put it on this agenda to actually take action at this point. And before I make a motion, I'll open it up to any more questions from council, and then I'll be glad to make a motion if council is ready.
Any feedback?
So I'm torn about this because we promised the citizens in that 300 block where the main water problem is that we were going to do something to correct this problem. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. We brought engineers in. We brought Matsu, got their permission. I mean, this has taken 6 years. Mm-hmm. We've never hidden any of the issues or anything to do with that had to do with the fencing. That's always been, as soon as Matsu let us know that was a requirement, that's where we've been. And we've expended a lot of money, close to $40,000. With engineering and permitting and all that stuff. I have a problem going back on our word. But from a financial responsibility and that side of it, I'm torn that we're spending that much money for a few homes along mm-hmm. the backside of our off of town property. I wish we'd known that Beachwalk was opposed to this mm-hmm. long before, because we did include Beachwalk in the in some of their residents. One was as an engineer. We included him, Mr. Craig, I believe is his name. Mm-hmm. We included him in on the conversations that we had, and we thought they were okay with it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So it's a tough position to be put into. Well, I feel like our word needs to be worth something.
So I'm not disagreeing about our word. I think the issue is that as citizens change their mind and as council gets more information, we have to respond to more information. And so when the majority of the people don't want something and it's $750,000,
I
think that I agree with you. I hate that we spent $40,000 and 6 years talking about this, but sunk cost is a sunk cost, right? We spend that money, we can't get it back, but we can stop spending other money.
But none of the residents that originally requested it because of the problem has come back to us and has a problem with it now. And that's just to reverse it.
So are they here? I mean,
I see one. Yeah, I see two of the residents.
Yes, sir. There. What would you like to say?
Hi, I'm Bill Mann. I live at 305 Settlers Lane. We've had this water problem for at least 6 years that I can recall. On a summer where there's a lot of rain, we will have maybe 2 or 3 weeks we can't step into our backyard. The Matsu land right behind my fence is about a foot higher than the property in my backyard. I totally agree. I don't like the idea of a fence. I'm really against that. I enjoy the views that we have. I don't want to look at a chain link fence. I also agree that the cost for this project is just crazy. But I wish you could give me a solution, because the problem's not going away. I don't see a simple solution. I can't just put a pile of dirt in my backyard and force the water into my neighbor's yard, because it'll come back into my yard anyway. But I wish there was a simple solution. I'm not an engineer. I don't know if you can just run a bulldozer back behind 12 homes and put a 1 foot berm there and the problem goes away, or most of it. Seems pretty cheap and you could do it in a day. But I know you all have regulations you have to follow. But I agree, don't put the big Matsu fence there. Don't spend $800,000, but I wish you could solve my problem.
Right.
And yeah. I had not heard from anybody from my HOA about a survey.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So, I mean, so if Matsu would let us do what a lot of us would like to do, first, for those people that don't know it, there used to be a 10-foot deep ditch right down Settlers Lane. Before it was Settlers Lane when I was a kid. So that's where the water issue is right? That's the natural drainage area. And when the developers built that, they probably should have done something a little different, but they didn't. And that's where we are right now. And then Matsu has gotten very strict on what they allow the town to do on their property. If we do anything, at least that's the understanding that we've had in discussions with them, the first thing they want is a fence. Whatever you do, wherever you do it now. If we were to do the disc golf now, under the current rules, we would have had to put a fence all the way around it, right? And if we do anything, at least my understanding, and I think the rest of council's understanding is, any projects anywhere on Matsu land will require a fence, because they ideally want all of their property fenced off, but they can't afford to pay for it. So they're going to make whoever does projects pay for it. So that's where we are, right? Anyway, so.
I guess it seems to me that there's quite a bit of problems associated with the cost of the project, the desires of many of the people at the HOA. It also seems to me that we have not resolved that particular issue. Now, I am not going to obviously be part of that reconciliation. However, thought could be that even though we determine that a particular action is not the right action to take, I do think it would be good to say that that problem will not be just cast aside and we will look at other solutions.
I think that's fair, right? So I think my motion would be that we stop the current project so we don't spend any more money like Alan talked about, and then we continue to work with Matsu on their other options. Because I do think if they would let us just make a berm back there without putting a fence and without putting water, that could potentially fix the problem of these homeowners, right? So at my property, at 413 E Avenue, if you go by and look, you will see there's a berm on my front property because my house was put in before the road. And after Hurricane Fran, it was on a lake. It was surrounded by water. And so we built a berm system in our front yard. And then my wife planted a lot of nice flowers, so it looks nicer. But it is still a berm system, so berms do work. But anyway, so my motion is that we stop the current proposed pipe project and investigate other issues. We can take that forward. That's my motion.
All right, we have a motion. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Okay, we have a second. Any other comment? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. That problem is still with us, but not at $750,000.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. They're respectable and fair, and it's not a done deal. Thank you.
Okay, Lisa, thank you.
Can I just ask? We're going to continue to look at this problem. Stormwater.
And
approach Matsu to see if there is a simpler way of solving the problem without putting a fence in.
Yeah, that's the issue, right? That's the
step. That's a $60,000.
The only thing.
I think it's talking to them the next time they do fire lane work and see if we can't convince them to just.
Right, and they routinely do that.
I know. Yeah. So.
Though, I mean, we all need to realize that if Matsu decides to put a fence in, they could put a fence right up against those properties.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's their property. So, okay. Consideration and action on proposed fiscal sponsorship agreement with Ocean Dunes HOA.
I'll handle that, Mayor.
Thank you, Counselor. How can you help us?
In October, you all passed a resolution supporting the partnership of Ocean Dunes HOA and applying for grant funding to underwrite the planning process for the erosion problem at the development basin. At this time, the HOA, in lieu of negotiating a detailed partnership agreement, has proposed a memorandum of understanding, which you all have in front of you. Essentially, that memorandum of understanding had the HOA being responsible for drafting and submitting the letter of intent, and it notified to proceed the grant application for the town to review. Those are the town documents, but the HOA has offered to produce them and let us review them before they're submitted. In addition, the memorandum of understanding provides that if the town is awarded the grant, parties shall then, quote, further evaluate the feasibility of pursuing the project. So there's not a commitment at this point to going forward if we're allowed to apply for the grant. The MOU also provides that the town shall have the sole decision-making authority whether to accept or decline the grant. So again, we're not committing ourselves or obligating them. The MOU doesn't obligate the town beyond review and submission of those documents. And then finally, if we do proceed with the grant and the grant is awarded, the HOA at that time will be interested in negotiating a partnership agreement regarding the cost sharing, phasing, and administrative and managerial control of the project. So this MOU covers the beginning. They produce the paperwork, we review it, we submit it, we're not obligated, we can pull out at any time. Either party can terminate this particular MOU at any time, but beyond that, we're not obligated even if we are awarded the grant. So if you want to get the process started, this is the document that the parties have worked out through their attorneys, and it's before you tonight to take action on.
So there's no risk here?
I don't see any risk.
Okay, thank you, Counselor. Gentlemen?
Yes, I make a motion we approve as presented. It's the first step in a long process. A lot of good work from the attorney.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, passes. Thank you, Jim. Good work. Moving on to new business, consideration and approval of the works building. Mayor-elect Oliver.
Beth, if I could get that aerial photograph up, please.
Yes, sir.
For several months, the Commissioner Hagler and myself and our Public Works Director, Jimmy Mitzmer, we've been working on with our engineer and our construction group to come forward with a set of floor plans. And now that we have funding, thank you again, Representative Miller, for his for our budget for the $1.8 million in our state budget this year. We are ready to move forward with this project. I just want to give council and the citizens a brief update. This is what the building will look like, as Joe said a while ago in his comments, and thank you, Joe. Let's go to the next one. If we could, shows you more of the parking places. Beth, good, please. It shows you how the building sits in the floor plan of the building. The building will have a locker room for shower facilities, a training room that can be turned into a bunk room during storms, with a full generator and a kitchen in it. So a little bit better situation than what Jimmy and his staff has, because 100% of our employees live off the island and have to stay here during storms, and they're stuck in that old building across the street. We could go to the next one, just a view of what it's going to look like. And this is what Joe would see right outside of his window.
It's
looking, yeah, right across the street. You see, it looks a lot like another building here in town. And our engineers and architects have done a great job of bringing that to us. And one more view is the H Avenue, and that looks towards our current Public Works building. And it says maintenance, but it will say Public Works on there for our sign. That was a error that we didn't get corrected before the agenda went out. So basically what we said when we started this, we would start on the plan through American Rescue Plan money we've received from the state, and that's what's paying for all the plans, and we would bring it back to council for moving forward with construction documents and funding options. Now the funding is taken care of. Well, we're ready. So David, you have anything else you want to say about it?
Yeah, so just two things. The goal now is to go out to bid in January, so there's still some stuff with the engineers that we have to get through, and we'll be, Alan and I'll be working on that and then bring it to council at the December meeting for a bid package. And also the attorney will be working. We have to do a declaration for diversity. I'll let him say.
We have to set up a procedure for, we have to adopt aspirational, which means what it says, goals for recruiting hub involvement in the process, and that they need to be adopted by council before the bids go out.
Bids go out, yes, sir.
So we'll do that in December.
It might be a one-page resolution, but we got some homework.
We got some homework
to wrap up.
So that'll be on the December meeting.
Yeah, so our the motion I have tonight is for authorize the committee to move forward with the construction documents and working with the town attorney.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Opposed? Okay, passes. Rescheduled December 18th town council meeting. That's going to be your organizational meeting. Mayor-elect, so what day have you come up with?
I have a couple of conflicts that week. So if we could do it the 13th or the 14th, would be favorable on my schedule, if we can do that.
Whichever one.
Pick one.
Anybody have a preference?
You have any?
Yeah, I'm just double-checking.
David, is your schedule?
I'll make sure I'm here. 13th or 14th, either one.
Let's do the 14th. Is that
yes,
okay?
14th.
Connie, it'll work for you?
Yes, fine.
Jim, does that work for you?
Yes, sir, it does. What time are you thinking?
6 o'clock. Okay for you?
Thank you. Okay. Make a motion we reschedule the December meeting to December the 14th at 6 p.m.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Schedule a legislative hearing for a beach management plan. John, is that something you wanted to talk about?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. This is a public input portion of requirement that CRC is requiring of us for the beach management plan. And so we would like to schedule a public hearing at which time the consulting firm will present the beach management plan to you, the town council, and to the public for their comments.
So, okay. Do you have a recommendation when that should happen?
Well, I would like for us to be on the February CRC agenda, and in order to do that, we would need to make that meeting happen before the end of December.
Okay. How long will it be?
The meeting itself?
Yep.
I mean, depends on how many questions questions that are. It's pretty bland stuff, you know. Probably no more, no longer than an hour, I would think.
Can we make it at 5 p.m. on the 14th?
No, advertisement requirements will not let us do it that early.
Earliest I could do it would be December the 15th. I need 25 days.
Oh, well, there you go. It's December the 15th, okay, then you're safe, you're out. Look at that, Craig.
December 15th. We've been trying to schedule as many meetings as we can for Craig before he gets out of here.
That's the night of Pibby Wadi.
Okay. Can we do it in the afternoon?
Can we do it at 5 o'clock?
Or 4 o'clock?
You can do it at whatever time.
Yeah, you can do it whatever time.
There's no restrictions.
Would your consultants be okay with that, Friday before?
Well, wasn't he out of town that way?
She was out of town, but she said somebody else in the office.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to hurry up and get it on the February CRC meeting. If you guys want to push it back, it just means that we're not going to get this thing in front of CRC until April.
I would rather get it on there in February. I agree with you.
I mean, I would too. I think that's better.
I mean, what about, where's the consultant come from?
Raleigh.
So what about 2 p.m. on the 15th?
I can do that.
Can you?
Yeah, I think so. I'll double check.
Yeah. John?
Yeah.
Connie, since you're going to be on council. There you go.
Okay.
Make a motion. We make the meeting for 2 p.m. December the 15th.
That's a legislative hearing. Okay.
That's a public hearing.
Do you have a second?
A second?
I'm sorry.
All right.
A second.
So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Very good. Scheduled. Okay. Quickly, mayor updates? None. Commissioner updates?
None.
None.
No.
Good.
Well, I've got about an hour.
Right. Okay, I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
Make a motion, we adjourn to a reception for Mayor Blazeski.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.